Now, I don't know if you've had reason to phone Sharon Chambers. I had because I forgot my alb. I'm very, very grateful that I got to Sharon just in time. But it was also wonderful and set me off thinking about the homily as well when I got her message. Message being, this is the Justice and Peace Administrator, the National Justice and Peace Administrator. If you are looking for a Justice of the Peace, I can't remember what the next thing was, but what is justice? There are huge fault lines in popular thinking, aren't there, about what justice is and what just politics means. And that was introduced indeed by Bishop Gooley yesterday evening. And in the Christian Church, perhaps specifically because most of us are, but I'd just like to say those who are not Catholic are most welcome here this evening and most welcome at this conference, because I know there are a few among you who may just be wanting to hear that. But in the Catholic Church, I notice, I'm sure many of us do, there are huge fault lines in parish life, in the life of the church, certainly in this country and further afield. And it's really very noticeable if you have a responsibility for justice and peace. What is justice? And am I for it? Am I for justice and peace? Or some people would say, no, I'm not for justice and peace. I'm for traditional Catholicism. I'm for right teaching, morality. I'm for pro-life. In the general election build-up, I am on some WhatsApp groups for young Catholics. And what I noticed very much was that there's a huge amount of social media and internet influencing going on there, which spills out into, and maybe is actually real life. And there's so much there about being Catholic and voting, which focuses on particular issues and not on the common good as a whole. And that affects how we look at justice. Sometimes there are unhelpful fault lines. And I think that's something which, as the generations, we need to be aware of in the church. So much about a particular MP's voting record on pro-life issues. So much about immigration. But the common good is actually about all of this together. Now, the common good isn't just about, and I think that the Bishop's Conference document of a few years ago, Choosing the Common Good, it was a wonderful invitation to reflect on voting and just politics, on justice indeed. And the common good is there presented as not being simply what is the lowest common denominator, but the common good is specifically about those who would not be included. You can't have the common good if you exclude a whole group of people, or even one group of people. We're all in it together. That's what we are as the church, all in it together. That statement of St. Paul, then, that we're united through the blood of Christ, seems to be needed to be heeded more than ever. The blood of Christ which unites us rather than divides us off from one group or another. In early Christian times, it was the Jewish and the Gentile community. But the fault lines are different now. The common good includes everyone, and the blood of Christ spilt for us is for all of us, and especially those who would be excluded. All of this, though, demands a little bit of drilling down, doesn't it? What is justice throughout the Bible? Jeremiah, almost providentially given to us on this 16th Sunday in ordinary time, which indeed is in the shared lectionary in the Anglican tradition as well. Jeremiah is clear. God's justice is different to how we understand justice. It's different to how we understand justice. The heart of justice for the prophet is integrity, honesty, transparency, and faithful to the principle of God's kingdom, which will be fulfilled in Christ Jesus and sealed in the blood of his covenant, which says that every one of us, and especially those who would be excluded, he is faithful to. He is faithful to. The Lord is our integrity. The Lord brings freedom to each one of us. And I know that there are a few young people, very young people, here this evening. We have a massive generation diversity in this conference, actually, more so than ever. And I know that the children have been looking at what freedom means in perhaps the most helpful way. Flying kites. Pope Francis might say, let us dream. Flying kites and allowing them to fall. Freedom, that's what justice is about. So what is our response then? In a Catholic community where fighting for justice will start in our local parish communities, and the beauty of this conference is the bringing together of so many who are on the front line locally in our communities. We might feel that we have no power, but gosh, indeed we do. At this time, when with a new national government, we have the opportunity to get to know our new MPs and councillors and those in neighbourhood forums, and as Catholic community, pledge to work with them, not against them, but with them, positively, not just pointing out injustice, but fighting for freedom, for justice. Fighting especially for the poorest. Fighting for the increasing number of homeless left on our streets. For better housing. For the dignity of migrants. For policies and laws which protect the planet. For policies and laws which promote life from birth to natural death, and all the human flourishing in between. This is our call as Christians and as Catholics in our local communities. And let's make no mistake, that's hard work. That's what we're called to engage in. To engage more people at local level, as part and parcel of the mission of the church, is hard work. It requires real commitment. But work which, for so many years, so many of you have carried out so selflessly and steadfastly, and which you will now be passing on the baton to others in years to come. We need to do that. We need to engage in our parish communities, especially also with those from the younger generations. We need to get the message across that justice and peace is part of what it is to be Catholic and what it is to be Christian. It's not I'm for justice or I am for something else. Justice involves the whole church. And the key message we have to pass on, hearing the scriptures today, is one of great hope, in which the shepherd will not leave his people, he will not abandon them, but he will bring them to freedom. Because as Christians looking at the world in all its injustice, its lack of freedom, in its conflicts, we can have hope in the Lord, who is indeed our integrity and who calls us to proclaim a kingdom of peace and of true justice. There is no justice without peace between peoples, between Christians, between members of our local parish communities. There is no peace without true justice.